not uneducated, as many think, but I am quite old and abounding in days, knowing the nature of things, the varieties of creatures, and the changes of times. I have known the fluctuations of the human heart, in part by the experience of time, in part by the insight of nature, and in part through the nobility of grace. I was once in the paradise of God, where man was naked. In fact, I was in man and was walking with naked man through that splendid paradise, fearing nothing, doubting nothing, and suspecting nothing amiss. I thought I would be with Adam forever, because God made him just, good, and wise, and placed him in the most delightful and beautiful place. I was so happy playing before him all the while, because, possessing nothing, he belonged entirely to God.
Unfortunately, an unexpected evil arose, one utterly unheard of from the beginning of creation.
That unhappy one, Adam in name, who in his splendor long ago lost his wisdom, encountered a serpent who could not remain in heaven. The serpent approached him with deceit, so that like himself, he would become a transgressor of the divine command.
The miserable one believed the evil counselor. He agreed, consented, and oblivious of God his creator, imitated the first transgressor.
At first, he was naked, as scripture says of him, but he was not ashamed, because in him there was complete innocence. Once he had sinned, he knew he was naked, and running for fig leaves out of shame, he made covering for himself.
When I saw that my companion had become a transgressor and was covered with leaves because he had nothing else, I distanced myself from him. I began to look at him with tears in my eyes. I awaited the Lord God who would save me from such anguish and turmoil.
Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven shaking all of paradise, and with it a bright light sent from heaven.
As I looked about, I saw the Lord of Majesty walking in paradise, brilliant with indescribable and exquisite glory. Multitudes of angels accompanied him.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, all the earth is full of your glory.
Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and 10,000 times 100,000 were assisting him.
I confess, I began to shake and tremble terribly, to faint with complete amazement and fright. My body was shaking and my heart was beating wildly. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, I cried out of the depths. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, because no living thing is justified in your sight.
Go away for a moment and hide yourself until my anger has passed. Adam, where are you?
Lord, I heard your voice and was afraid, because I was naked, and so I hid.
He was truly naked, because as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, he fell among thieves who robbed him first and foremost of his good nature, causing him to lose his likeness to the Creator.
That Most High King was very kind, longed for his repentance, after giving him an opportunity to return to him.
But the miserable man turned away his heart, breaking out in malicious speech to make excuses for his sins.
The Lord cast him out of the paradise of delight with a judgment that was just, but no less merciful.
Seeing my companion clothed with the skins of the dead, I drew completely away from him, because he had thrown himself into increasing his work to become rich. I went then as a wanderer and an exile on earth, weeping and lamenting greatly.
From that time, Lady Poverty found no place on earth to rest, while Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the other just ones received riches and a land flowing with milk and honey.
In all these, I sought rest and found none. While the cherubim stood before the gate of paradise with a fiery sword turning every which way, until the Most High, Jesus Christ, who sought me so very graciously, came to earth from the bosom of the Father.